All right, let me jump on in here to my opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week in all their locations, and they also see all ages. I like to say pediatric to geriatric. But listen, Southern Immediate Care is not only one of our sponsors, they are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So I don't know about you, but I am watching the demise of the Boy Scouts with a real sense of loss, to be honest. I mean, they could say they're still here, right? Still raising up young men of character, but are they really? Are they? In a world in which the woke mob has a say, anything that smacks of genuineness must be torn down. You cannot possibly have something that is traditional or strong or faith-based or patriotic without having a legion of wokists accompanied by liberal media, online trolls, and liberal lawyers all working hard just to tear it down. See, the Boy Scouts dared to stand in the way of their agenda, and the Boy Scouts are now gone. In their place, we now have an organization that is just a shell of its former self. Inclusive, they say. Of what? In place of boys, we now have whatever walks in the door. A boy? Come on in. A girl who pretends to be a boy? Wonderful. Girls who want to be in the all-boys club? Great. Non-binary, genderqueer, don't know who I am today, but I'm sure the flavor of the month on TikTok? Well, welcome. They once dared to have a place that recognized the value of giving young men a spot where they could be young men. A place that taught them the value of their manhood, pushed them to new limits, increased the scope of their capabilities as men. Because sometimes, to be honest, boys need a place just to be boys. The same as girls need a place just for girls. They will be homogenized and, you know, integrated throughout much of their lives in the workplace, the school, the gym, the movie theater, wherever. But sometimes, men and women, girls and boys, need the opportunity to simply be men among men, women among women, and boys among boys and girls among girls. It's not rocket science. There's moments in life that challenge us, stretch us, distract us, and mature us. The challenge and the comfort of being among others who understand from the perspective that you are biologically attached to, that can be really powerful. But when the black and white's reduced to gray, well, nothing matters except the latest version of the so-called truth. And then standards are lowered, expectations are lowered, and results are lowered. You can see what I'm talking about as you watch some of the campus protests around the nation right now. Feeble and reckless young protesters who work themselves into a feverish pitch, tell themselves how strong they are as they spray paint the statue of George Washington and burn the flag. Then they come to the microphone and cry that they've been going for several days without food and they don't feel the school is really taking their needs seriously. Meanwhile, they're going to keep tearing up the school. But the Boy Scouts, I mean, the former version of the Boy Scouts, it taught boys that being a man was difficult, it was challenging, but yet rewarding. They now teach that manhood is flexible, pliable, it's very scary, so don't be too strong or you might be seen as toxic. Look, the Scout Oath, it's been the same for over 100 years. It says, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. But can they still say that? Is there still a duty to God, like it says? Is there still an order and discipline and right and wrong? Are they still working to be physically strong if the standards are lowered? Or mentally awake if they've chosen to ignore science? Or morally straight if they accept moral equivalency? By moving themselves away from the absolutes in life, the Scouts have now told young men and women that nothing's sacred, nothing's real, nothing's clear, nothing is permanent. There's no rock to stand on. Everything can be questioned because everything is fluid. Inclusion is best, which means include whatever the fickle whims of society believe at that particular given moment. In my opinion, the Boy Scouts have lost their way. But the parents of America, they don't have to join the decline. I mean, there will be times when boys and girls should be paired together as a fair and equal society should do. But as surely as we should be outraged about fake women crushing real women athletes, or fake women dressing in drag in front of children, we should all be equally incensed when real boys are told they cannot hang out with real boys and do real boy things. Our society is facing a war on manhood like we've never seen. And the Boy Scouts, they're just one battlefield in that war. I read something recently. It was an opinion article written by Ali Stuckey titled, Make Men Masculine Again. It's a great read. I encourage it. Ali Stuckey, Make Men Masculine Again. Because there's a movement on the left to neuter manhood, to enshrine the beta male as the role model for civilized society. And I say hogwash to that. In her article, Stuckey made the point. She said, when you try to make men more like women, you don't get less toxic masculinity. You get more. Why? Because, she said, bad men don't become good when they stop being men. They become good when they stop being bad. Aggression and violence and unbridled ambition, she said, can't be eliminated from the male psyche. They can only be harnessed. And when they are harnessed, they are tools for good, not for harm. I mean, it was a great article. She went on to say this. She said, the answer to toxic masculinity isn't less masculinity, it's better masculinity. And we know what that looks like. It's a young man opening the door for a girl on the first date. It's a father working long hours to provide for his family. It's a soldier risking his life to defend his country. The growing problem, she said, in today's society is not that men are too masculine, it's that they're not masculine enough. And she finished up by saying, when men embrace their masculinity in a way that is healthy and productive, they are leaders and warriors and heroes. And when they deny their masculinity, they run away from responsibilities, leaving destruction and despair in their wake. All right, me talking again. I'll tell you right now, the consequences of that kind of thing can be seen everywhere. And again, by the way, don't confuse this monologue as being some kind of preconceived notion about the poster boy for true masculinity. You don't have to be the Marlboro Man. You don't have to be a member of SEAL Team 6 or somebody who knows how to spit dip without getting on your shirt. You can be rough without losing your civility. You can have calloused hands, still wear a tie to work every day. You can be a father separated from your kids, but you can still be a dad to them. I mean, true, the attitude of roughness and masculinity is often embodied in a mental picture of harsh ruggedness. That's okay. George Orwell said, people sleep peaceably in their beds at night only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. I get it. In my day, too, I'll be honest with you, some of the places I've been, I've known a lot of dudes, a lot of action guys, operators, members of America's elite special operations, first responders, dudes with grit and determination. And truthfully, a lot of them did not fit the visual stereotypical mold. So we've lost the Boy Scouts, in my opinion. But we have not lost manhood. I say we reclaim it, wear it like a mantle. God created this man and woman for a reason, and he does not make mistakes. So raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from it. And that may be a verse in Proverbs about faith, but the application also applies here. You tell boys to be boys, because strong boys make strong men, and our society needs that. So rest in peace, Boy Scouts. We'll take it from here. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, it's a crying shame. Crying shame, man. Shouldn't have to be that way. There's already alternative organizations out there to consider. We'll talk about some of those. We'll also talk about some of the demise of the Boy Scouts. And you might be interested to hear what your female U.S. Senator Katie Britt had to say about this. More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.